At Ben and Kelly Show, an opportunity for you to shoot us a DM on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Exactly. We've got a lot of friends and a lot of opinions. Mm-hmm. This one from Tara. Hey, Ben and Kelly, question for your listeners. I recently moved in with my boyfriend of a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We're both in our early 30s, have a ton of fun together. He's a great person with one big flaw.
Oh.
We were making exactly the same amount of money, but I recently got a promotion that has me making considerably more than him.
Good on you.
I noticed he was having trouble making ends meet, so I offered to pay for more of the rent. I thought that would solve the problem, but I just learned that this month's rent check bounced because he didn't have enough in his account. I found this out from our landlord because he's tried to keep it from me. Now, this is the second time something like this has happened, and I feel like I'm being lied to and I can't trust him with money matters. And I've asked him several times to be more transparent about money, but the financial shadiness persists. I want to work through this, but obviously I need some advice.
Oh. I'm telling you, money issues are like one of the biggest things couples fight over.
Exactly.
And it never... It's always going to be something. I mean, I think you've got to let him know that it's okay to admit what
when you need help. If you're struggling,
and
because it affects them both and mm-hmm. where they live.
Oh man!
I get it. I mean, it's. It's tough because we've had this issue come up before where, you know, she's making more and, you know, it's tough for him to swallow in a lot of different ways. A lot of men feel like that they need to be the provider in the relationship, that kind of stuff, kind of an ego blow. But at the end of the day, you know, they're not married yet, but they are living together and sharing the bills. So they need to have honest conversations about it.
Yeah.
Hiding anything from your partner is never going to be the right answer.
Yeah. And
regardless of what it has to do with.
Look, Tara, I think you are going about it the mature way. And you're like, hey, I love him. I think I want to work through this, but I just need to kind of convince him that, look, in order for us to be a unit, to work through this, we got to be transparent with one another.
And we gotta be a team. And sometimes, you know, teammates need to rely mm-hmm. on the others for a little bit. It's probably not going to be like that forever. If he's, you know, upset about the current situation, wants to do more, wants to change it, he can work towards that. But, you know, he should feel great that he's got her to rely on and she's not blaming him. She's not telling him that he's gotta, you know, pull his weight.
Yeah.
She's just like, I've got this for us. But you got to be honest with me about it.
Yeah, Chase says, look, I discuss this same issue once a week. It's pride. He's got pride.
Yeah.
You know, the older mindset of men thinking that they got to be the breadwinner. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough. You know, it's a difficult conversation to have, especially if, you know, you're the guy and you're feeling like your ego is bruised a little bit because now you're feeling like you're behind.
Mm-hmm.
But she's handling it, I think, the best way you can.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't know if it's a maturity issue or not with him, but there just needs to be a real, almost a come to Jesus, like, look, this is, it's going to be okay, but it's only going to be okay if we are honest with each other.
Yes, 100%. Because you don't want them, like, getting kicked out because their rent checks are bouncing consistently.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Man, yeah, money issues are something every couple goes through, you know.
That's really tough.
So, you know, you aren't married yet, so your debt is not his debt is not your debt. And
no, but you are responsible for paying for your bills.
Yes.
So we got to make sure as a team that is getting handled. Otherwise, you guys are going to find yourselves having to find another place to live.
Yeah, and you know, maybe there's a situation where it's like, okay, since you got a raise, maybe you can work out ways that it's like, okay, this is what I will handle. Mm-hmm. You handle this. And maybe it's not a financial burden per se, but maybe it's other things like you handle, you know, grocery shopping, or you handle chores, or you handle that. You know, there are other ways to add value to relationships other than just monetarily. So,
well, and if he's still struggling with just the idea of her making more money, she just needs to again point out that you guys are a team, mm-hmm. and a win for her is a win for you as a couple.
Yeah, that's a good
and
good,
to celebrate each other's successes.
There it is. That's a good way to look at it. Tara, good luck. Keep us posted on everything. That is diving into DMs here.